Tom, I know you don't have to deal with TSA too much, you know, going around on the surveillance Gulfstream, but the rest of us, the Gulfstream helps. But the rest of us who fly commercial, it's always a battle to get through security. PreCheck helps. There's a company out there called Clear that can get you through pretty quickly, but there's actually a new ID that is we're all going to have come October, and that's going to muddy up the work. So let's get the latest from Michaela Ross. She's a Bloomberg Government Homeland Security reporter. So Michaela, I have PreCheck. It does help, but I keep seeing some signs when I go to the airport that I might need a new ID. What's that all about?
Yes, it's called Real ID, and a lot of people agree that it's an awful name for the new ID because it sounds like, well, of course my ID is real. I don't have a fake ID, but it's actually new standards that were set after 9/11, after those terrorist attacks. Those terrorists used fake IDs, and so now every state is issuing what they call a Real ID. Well, almost every state, not everyone's complied, and those are needed to be able to get through airport security starting October 1st of next year.
So, I mean, it seems like, you know, I think we've all gotten used to the post-9/11 world as it relates to airport security and TSA. And I would, you know, even say maybe it's kind of working. People kind of get it now. Why the change here? It seems like things are working fairly well.
Well, to be honest, this is a law that passed in 2005. This is a law that has been delayed by states not wanting to implement it. There have been protests surrounding it about, you know, federalism and there has been a long time delay to try to get even the Department of Homeland Security to implement what those regulations would be. So this is 14 years in the making. It's not really new. And in that time period, both PreCheck and Clear have come up.
Is this not, are you going to have to use this Real ID instead of a passport from the United States of America?
That is an excellent question. If you have a passport and you need to get through airport security, you can use that passport instead of a Real ID. So,
which is what everybody's going to do, right?
Which is what, well, everybody who has a passport, that's a great point. But the travel associations are definitely concerned that people aren't going to know that. And there's going to, you know, show up on October 1st of next year or the holidays next year, and they won't be prepared with either a Real ID or an alternative document. And they might think that, oh, I have PreCheck, I have Clear, I can get through, and they won't be able to.
You're the grizzled reporter on this. What's the bet? Does it get, I mean, kicketh the Real ID can down the road is the solution. Is that where we're heading?
A lot of lawmakers think that there's going to be an extension to the deadline. And the key thing here is because it's an election year and this is happening, October 1st is only about a month before the election. And what lawmaker wants a bunch of angry constituents? They're even betting that, you know, maybe the president will change his mind. But right now, there looks the Department of Homeland Security is saying no extension. We are going with this. So lawmakers are making these contingency plans to try to make it easier for folks to get through in other ways.
Well, I'm PreCheck, and I think I might have paid something to get PreCheck status. I know the folks who do Clear pay a fee. Are we going to be exempt? Shouldn't we be exempt since we're paying some incremental fee here?
That is the question. So some travel groups are really pushing for that because they're saying, you know, Clear and PreCheck, they're different systems. But they do form different ways to verify your identity to pre-screen you. And isn't that a higher identity standard than this new Real ID program that was created 14 years ago? So some folks are pushing for that, and some lawmakers are on board with that idea. But others are saying, you know, why should people pay to be able to get in front of the line? Getting a Real ID is quite onerous. You spend a couple hours at the DMV. If it's a typical DMV, you have to gather more paperwork. You know, you have to prove your identity by showing things like your Social Security card and, you know, proof of residence.
Michaela, I lost my Social Security card when I was 18 years old. No, I'm lying. 17 years old.
Oh, Michaela, this is not going to go well. This is not going to go.
We got a passport. I mean, with great respect for our system, you know, Paul, when you have to renew your passport, they're like almost organized.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a way to do
it. Michaela, you go fix this before October. Michaela Ross, Bloomberg Government Homeland Security reporter, joining us on the phone with this crazy news.
Does she have a Real ID? Michaela, do you have a Real ID card?
I proudly have a Real ID. It did take me quite a bit of effort to get it. My sister was turned down, though, because her two address forms were slightly different. So
there you go.
All right. All right, Michaela, yeah. Thank you.
Michaela, that was valuable.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. I think that was just going to be a disaster next year. Michaela brings up a good point. Do you want like chaos at the airports a month before the election? So I think if you're a legislator or the president, you try to get this thing, kick this can down the road a little bit. It seems like a solution in search of a problem.